Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunstore's Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunstore's Simply Better collection.
Never. Good morning.
How are you? Had a good trip?
I'm very good. We had a great old trip. Thank you.
And all went well.
You got your present.
No, well, it hasn't arrived yet. But you know the postage could be slow.
Oh, I know that.
Don't worry. The thought was there.
It was there.
He walked by his shop and said, "I must go back," and it was closed, wasn't it?
That I kept thinking of you.
Yeah, of course you did.
So what have you got then today? What can I look forward to?
I was chatting to Ian recently. You know, you're good. You're right hand man.
Yes.
And he said vegetarian. A lot of people were asking, so I said we do two. Simple vegetarian, aubergine moussaka and tahini dressing. So it's kind of like a nice, kind of like a one tray or a one, kind of like one dish. And then a nice curry, but with cauliflower. You're probably thinking curry in July, but this is a great all year round one. It really is.
Okay.
We'll go through this in a minute.
Okay, where do you want to start?
We'll start off with the aubergine moussaka. I remember making this years ago with minced moussaka. So like it's a Greek dish, so it is. This is a much lighter than the traditional kind of Greek recipe, so it is, that has mince in it.
Okay.
And it really is a lovely kind of a lovely tomato sauce. So we're going to start off one onion chopped. We're going to put four cloves of garlic, which is quite a bit. Now, I know. Two aubergines.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of aubergine? Do you like them? Do you? Good man. Because I think they're kind of love hate. Not everyone, I think they're quite bland, to be truthful.
Yeah, but you dress them up with flavours.
There's the chef in that thing.
Give me
macaroni.
The hat. Let me have it.
So you're going to get the aubergines into bite-sized cubes.
Yeah.
So depends how big your bite is. But you know what I'm saying. Keep the skin on. Top and tail them, nice big cubes. You're going to cook that all off, kind of in a big kind of skillet pan. Perfect. That's what I'm thinking of. Into that, we're going to put in some lovely Italian tomatoes, the San Marzano. You're just back from Italy, so you'd have enjoyed amazing tomatoes, I'm sure. Tomato puree goes into that. And then, interesting, we're going to put in some chickpeas into this, which is going to give lovely texture. I find they're quite bland, but they give lovely texture. And then we're going to put in some lovely tomatoes. We're going to slice them in a minute, because that's going to be the base. You're going to do your aubergines. You're going to do your lovely sauce. The chickpeas go in there. You're going to put the sliced tomatoes on top, and then you're going to put a little bit of parsley. And that, you can do it in the oven or you can do it on the heat. If you're going to do it in the oven, about 190, and they'll take about 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
It's going to bake off. So remember, you've sauteed off your onion, your garlic, the aubergine. So you started the cooking process. So they won't take that long to cook. Good tomatoes we spoke about. The tomato puree. So you have to like tomatoes and aubergine for this.
For sure.
And it's a lovely, lovely dish. So it is. So you can let that then slowly simmer if you want to. Put the lid on it, because then it kind of cooks a little bit faster, to be honest with you. And finish it with some chopped parsley and salt and pepper. So it's kind of like a one. I'd probably do it in a skillet pan. I was thinking about a tray dish, but I think a skillet pan would be better for this. For the dressing, is the tahini dressing. So tahini is a sesame seed paste. Every supermarket and health food shop will have it.
Okay.
So that goes in with some, about 50 grams, that's about a tablespoon approximately. That's going to mix with some natural yogurt, and into that the juice of a lemon, a little bit of water, and the water kind of loosens it up, Marty, and then you can put different spices into it, like a bit of smoked paprika, a bit of cumin into it. You can mix that all through.
And your plan here is to serve a table of four or six, probably, or whatever.
Four to six. You put that at the centre of the table, have your dressing to the side.
It's a lovely idea.
A nice green salad, maybe crusty bread,
Good.
But it's a lovely dish. You could probably make the head a day ahead, warm it through, but it's probably nicer fresh, to be honest with you. But you could have your sauce done, like your tomato sauce done, and then put in the aubergines. Maybe that might make it easier.
How long would it take to do it, did you
say? I'm always thinking ahead. Well, it says in the oven at 200 degrees, quite a hot oven, and it takes about 20 minutes in the oven. Or you could do it on the heat. Probably the oven's better. I'll tell you why. The oven's probably better, Marty, because it's, it's going to absorb all those lovely tomato sauces.
Okay.
The aubergine. They're like a sponge. Aubergine will absorb all those lovely spices.
Sounds nice.
With the garlic.
A taste of grease.
Yes.
Taste of grease.
Well, that's where it's inspired from.
That's right.
Moussaka would be traditionally done with beef mince, I think so.
Yeah. So what's next?
Well, spicy cauliflower and chickpea curry. So we're using chickpeas again.
Curry in July.
I know. I was thinking about that and I said, I just think it's a great all-round vegetarian recipe.
Right, okay.
But you go with chicken and prawns. We'll go through that in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the sauce. Two cloves of garlic. We're going to cook that off in some rapeseed oil, some root ginger. So that's the base. two onions chopped or sliced. It doesn't really matter. You can chop or slice them, because if you slice them, you're going to get a bit more texture. So you're going to let them cook for about maybe 5 to 10 minutes on a low heat. So you're not colouring them. Then we talk about the spices. Now, this is where a lot of spices. Garam masala, which is traditionally put into a lot of Indian dishes. You have ground cumin, you have paprika, smoked ground turmeric, which gives a lovely, interesting yellow colour to it. And then cayenne pepper. Now, cayenne pepper is optional because there's a bit of a kick into that. If you don't have cayenne pepper, don't worry about it. A little bit of chilli will work well.
Right.
So that's where the spice comes in, Marty. Is that okay?
Well, yeah, that's a lot
and,
of spice.
I think that would work well. Smoked paprika. Or you could use chilli powder too, I should have said that. So let that cook off with your onion, your ginger and your garlic. A wee tip for your ginger, I think we spoke about it before. If you peel it, if you get ginger, you peel it, you pop it into the freezer, and then take it out, wrap it in cling film, take it out from the freezer, grate it frozen, remove the cling film, and then it works perfectly.
You never know. It's the ugliest looking thing, isn't it, ginger?
That's a very funny comment.
Isn't it, though?
No,
it's ugly looking.
But it's so beautiful
intense.
And,
I know it is, yeah.
You know, yeah, it just gives so much flavour. You know, there's some... Yeah. I was reading once that, you know, there's some chefs that wash the ginger and use the skin of it. I always peel it, so I do.
Yeah, I always remember Billy Connolly talking about ginger. He was talking about sweets, and there was some sweets that had a ginger filling. I don't know what the sweet was. It doesn't matter what it was. It was in a box of sweets.
Yeah.
And he says, "What's that doing there?" He says, "That's a herby lad."
A herby lad. I love
it. You refer to it, and it made total sense.
Yeah, it's quite
ginger
interesting.
Ginger in a chocolate.
You sometimes see crystallized ginger with chocolate a little bit, or even on a cookie. Mm. It's different. It's sweetened, whereas the ginger,
interesting flavour.
It's great in the curry. That sounds like your fresh ginger. Yeah. So we've cooked off the spices, Marty. We're going to use some nice chopped tomatoes again, okay? We're going to finish that with a little bit of vegetable stock and then the cauliflower. So your sauce is made, it's bubbling away, you're cooking the spices and all that. Cauliflower, one large cauliflower cut into florets. You could use frozen, but fresh is best.
Fresh is best, of course.
Cut into small little florets, that means remove the green, cut them kind of equal size if you can, bite-sized pieces, that's it.
Okay.
And then you put that into your curry. Now, I haven't it in the recipe, but you could use peppers, red, green and yellow. You could use courgettes. You can pack this with vegetables.
And it all adds to
even during the season with pumpkins will be coming in the autumn. Like, don't be afraid to mix and match it. So, cut the cauliflower into nice
florets. Cut the cauliflower.
Cut it.
Yeah.
A tin of chickpeas, pardon me.
Rinsed.
And that goes in at the end. And that's going to give lovely texture. Finish that with chopped coriander. From start to finish, that will take about prep time, 20 minutes, and you cook it in about 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
Just
I like
a bit
that
of chopping
much.
In that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a one pan dish. Serve with rice. Couscous would work really well.
Yeah.
Even a bit of mash if you wanted to. And that's it. Some naan bread.
You know, it's funny. There's so much in that. You wouldn't actually miss the meat.
Oh, no.
In that, because you've got, the flavour's the same.
Yeah.
The look of it's the same.
Yeah.
Except there's no meat.
Well, that's a really interesting point, because remember I said at the start we're concentrating on vegetarian.
Yes,
if you wanted this, it's a lovely curry, shred in some chicken that's cooked. It would be perfect in this.
Did you say you want to do something else?
No, that's it. Do you want me to do something? we'll talk about.
Shock! He says I haven't learned off.
The standards have dropped.
No. Spicy cauliflower and chickpea curry, and the aubergine moussaka with tahini dressing. We'd have to play something Greek, a little bit of Greek.
Ah, yeah, do that.
We'd have to play. You know, I mean, Zorba the Greek is obvious.
Have you ever been to Greece?
Yes.
I've never been.
Yeah, we're in...
I'd like to go.
We were there 100 years ago with the children, and then we were there last year.
Were you?
In Santorini.
Oh, you told me that, Santorini. Was that nice?
It was gorgeous.
Was.
Gorgeous.
Good food?
And, beautiful food.
Yeah.
And scenery that literally you would die for. It was beautiful.
It looks, you see all the pictures.
Yeah, and the beautiful ocean. It was just gorgeous.
Oh.
And incredibly friendly people.
Oh, lovely.
I hadn't been there for many years.
Okay.
And,
I'd love to go.
Middle of the summer, I didn't tell you.
Ooh,
and their music is wonderful.
Their culture, the nice culture seems to have been lovely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And I found actually, now that you remind me, when I was there, I went into a record shop. They have a record shop. Imagine that, in Santorini, they had a record shop.
Clap.
And I got a CD of, you got to love this, the Beatles music played on panpipes.
Ah, stop.
I know you. No, I'm not a fan of the panpipe, but I had to buy it. And I think that's what we need now to take us out of here.
That's unreal.
Greeks playing panpipes. of the Beatles music.
Take it away then. Good luck.
Take it away, Masaka.
It's down in the archives.
Is that something? Oh, it's not in the archives. It's in my bag here.
Was in your bag, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez, that's
oh no,
brilliant.
It's a special CD.
That's a great story.
I couldn't leave it behind. I
that's
said,
a
I have
great
to buy this.
Story.
Yeah,
oh,
just lovely.
If they
man.
Only knew who was buying it,
this
that's
lovely
a brilliant.
Little man, and obviously, it was great fun.
Oh, that's so
listen,
nice.
Listen, RTE Lyric FM, RTE in the Morning is where the recipes are. And if you'd like to have a go at the spicy cauliflower and chickpea curry and or aubergine masaka with tahini dressing, I think it's time to get out
that's
your pan pipes. Get out your
that.
Pan pipes.
I love that, Mark.
Here
you're
go.
The best.
Safe home.
Thank you. See you next week.
Good luck.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.